Can we say thank you to Casey and to Claire for reading? Did you just see that many of those lines, they were just doing them off by heart? Isn't that something else? I wish the old man could still do that. Thank you again. Much, much appreciated. And it was short notice where I said, come on, I want you to come do the reading. Thank you very much for that. You missed something, Alexander. As we, for a moment, Lord, just pause with your word. The prayer that we always pray is the prayer that we pray. We want to see Jesus and only Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we may pray that. Amen. I don't know why you were laughing. You would have seen that the sermon title for tonight was The Goldfish Jesus. So you got to expect him to be here. So it takes me back about 23 years when we emigrated to Canada. And my daughter Ellery got her first Canadian pet. She came home and she had a bowl, kind of like this one. It only had some blue stones at the bottom and it had one little green plastic flower thingamajig in there. And of course, the thing that came with that was a little goldfish. So when the water was ready, goldfish was ready, this was the moment in which the goldfish was christened and put in the water, and the goldfish got the name, don't worry, it's not a real fish. Would never do that to a real fish. And this beautiful goldfish got the name of Grace. Fondly became known as Gracie. And Gracie was the main thing in the house for weeks. We loved watching Gracie do goldfish things. But then after a while, it kind of became yesterday's news. And instead of Gracie being all over, Gracie was taken and she was just put on the shelf and kind of ignored. Wasn't Gracie's fault. Gracie was still doing goldfish things. She was still swimming circles the whole day, popping her little bubbles. When we put the food in, she'd come to the surface to get her food. And she'd never ask for a place on the couch or anything causing trouble. At night, she would go kind of hang with her little green plant and sleep there until the morning. Quiet, contained, boxed in, just like Jesus. Right? Because unfortunately, that's the thing that happens so often to so many folks. Jesus becomes this little Gracie. In the beginning, it's all fine and dandy, but then it's old news. Put him in a box, and we can contain him, and we can do whatever we want, and when we need to, we can put him out on the shelf, and if we really need him, we can go, hey, Gracie, will you do something for us? But he never causes any trouble. Now, here's the problem with that. If that's your idea of Jesus, boy, are you going to be shocked by the real Jesus, because he's wild. The moment he comes into your life, he's going to take you on a wild ride like a wild horse. He comes in like a fire hose and he just blows everything out and he cleans everything and he just purges everything. He doesn't take you to the lake where it's nice and quiet and calm. He takes you to the ocean and he puts you in that ocean where these waves are going like crazy. And he says, stay with me. Do this with me. And when you open the doors of this life, that's when the things really happen. That's what happens when he says this. In the beginning, the Word already existed, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And then that beautiful verse 14. The word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. And we saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory like Father, like Son, generous inside and out, true from start to finish. When he moves in to this neighborhood, if I open it up, everything changes. That light that shines in the darkness will go into every nook and every cranny, and it will shine that light until all the darkness is out there. And then he does not leave us empty. He fills us with wonder and with hope. Could this be? God would want to come and be born in me? Like he was born into this world? Well, that's the real Jesus. Here's a cool thing. When he moves into me and into this neighborhood, everything changes. Now, can I just for a moment stop and say, it won't stop you snoring. It's still going to happen. It's not going to make you cooler or cuter. You're not going to all of a sudden hear from him the numbers to win the lottery. You're not going to see a different image in the mirror than the one you've always seen. But he is going to change how you see what you see. You're going to look in that mirror, and yes, it's going to be the old familiar face. But as you look at that old familiar face, you're also going to see, wow, child of God. Wow, someone that's called beloved. Someone that's accepted. Someone that is held. Someone that is precious. He's going to touch those old hands that we so easily clench and show each other. And he's going to open them up. They're going to become hands that will be giving and loving and caring. When I go to Carrie, I'm not going to come like this. I'll come with my open, she'll appreciate that. I'll come with that open hand because that's what the Lord Jesus would do. When I greet my brother Scott, it's going to be an open hand because that's what my Jesus would do. Because that's what the real Jesus does. It changes how we see what we see. It changes these hearts that when we see the brokenness out there, we don't just walk past that. But it stops us in our tracks like it stopped him in his tracks. To love and to care, because that's why he was born into this world. Not to have Christmas trees and lights, but to change this world and to change lives. You see, the real Jesus, he cannot be silenced. He cannot be boxed in. He cannot be preserved somewhere. He's wild. Just think about it. Who was the first pastor to chase people out of his church? Jesus. He got after them with a whip. He said, you blokes, look what you're doing in this place. You're selling. You're doing all kinds. Get out of this place. It's my Father's house. Who was the prophet with this gentle heart for crooks like Zacchaeus, Matthew, the tax collector, and prostitutes like the woman who came to anoint his feet? Who was the king who got on his hands and knees and washed the feet of someone who was going to betray him just a few hours later? Someone who was going to deny him not long after that. He was known to take a few loaves, turn it into a banquet. He went to visit a dead friend. When he left, he was alive and well and kicking. The most amazing thing that he did was when he transformed the tomb into a womb that gave life. Life for you and life for me. That's the real Jesus. Can't put him in a bowl and put him away. When he comes in his fullness. And we have life today because he lives. We have hope because he works. We matter because he matters. And that's what we celebrate tonight, my friends. A goldfish Jesus? Nah, I don't really want him. But the real one? The one, John says, who became flesh and blood, the one who walked this earth and knows exactly what it feels like? The one who brought his light into my darkness? The one who gave his life so I can live? There's the real Jesus. So here's the question. Do you know this Jesus? The answer is no. Well, let's talk about it. If the answer is yes, okay, let's talk about it. Just think about this for 1 second. We kind of get caught into the whole hype around the Christmas time, but just stop for a second. What really happened? The God of the universe, and by the way, he's the God of the universe. He's not called universe. His name is God. The God of the universe who held the stars in his hands and who gave them names. The one that John says, nothing was created without him. He said, I need to go down to this world because it's lost and broken and nothing's going to change it ever if I don't go down. And he walked out of that heaven and he walked into this broken, messed up, dark world. And he said, I'll become a little itsy bitsy baby. He went from holding stars to holding his mother's Mary's little finger. He went from hearing angels sing hallelujah to him to hearing Mary sing a little lullaby to a little baby boy. Why? Because he loved us so much. And he knew if he didn't come, we'd be in the dark forever and be lost. That little baby boy did not stay the baby that we celebrate in Christmas. He grew up, but he was a poor man. He worked with his hands in the wood. And as he started teaching that people love him, they persecuted him. His own family turned on him. His own disciples ran away from him. He stood before this man, and the man said, I cannot find anything wrong in this man. Let me set him free. And they said, crucified, and they crucified him. And this little baby who came into this world with his hands in the wood would leave this world with his hands nailed to the wood. Why? Maybe the answer has one word in there that is the most important word. Because of you. He came into this world for you. To love you. To hold you. To care for you. To pray for you. And above all, to die for you. And to give his life for you. Do I want a goldfish, Jesus? No, thank you. But I thank God for the baby who came in a manger and who cried in a manger, but also cried in a garden and who cried out on a cross. It is finished. So that you and I, we can sit here tonight and we can dance and we can clap our hands and we can celebrate because we know the real Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. We don't want to see the goldfish Jesus. We want to see the real Jesus. And we see him. Oh, holy night, this is. Amen.